Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And as I was just waiting before the Lord, I was thinking, you know, of the physical, natural world that surrounds us and the ways that beauty can be expressed. You know, it's been said that an artist is best known through his works. Isn't that true? The soul of a painter is seen in his paintings, and the heart of a singer is revealed through their songs, the way they sing. When we feel down, beloved, when we feel unloved, I want you to know there is one who loves us, and that love never changes. It never diminishes. It might be said that creation is very much like a mirror in which the reflection of God is seen. Can anyone imagine our Creator who created the world and the fullness thereof? Can you imagine our Creator being unable to laugh? He who created a kitten? I mean, they do some of the silliest things. Is it possible to hear the enchanting song of a lark and not hear the echoes of eternal melodies? If God made the birds to sing, and He caused the flowers to bloom and the sun to be resplendent with glorious beauty, the magnificent sunrise and beauty that we see as His light breaks over the earth, surely He cares for you and I. And it hurts and grieves His heart when we're sad or when we're sick or bruised and broken. As the Creator, as well as our Savior, He not only heals, but He can create a whole new life for us. That's the marvelous thing. Regardless of how many failures, of how many defeats we might have in our past, today, beloved, is always a new day. Today is the day of salvation. That's what that means, that you can forget the times you've stumbled and fallen, the discouragements, the failures of the past, and you can press on into the new life in Christ Jesus. He can change our defeats into victories. He can turn our sorrows into joy. Weeping may endure for a season, but joy does come in the morning. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength, lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come. He shall feed His flock like a shepherd." Praise God. These words spoken by the prophet Isaiah so many hundreds and hundreds of years ago still ring true for us today. God's forgiving grace still wipes away our sins through the blood of Jesus. God will still fight for us, and He commands the enemy to flee. His unlimited power delivers us from every attack of the enemy. And His abundant provision, well, those promises are in the Bible just for that. He's promised us abundant provision. The cities of Judah were not to be in despair. They were commanded to lift up their voice to proclaim the good news. Why? Because, beloved, Christ is the bringer of good news. The gospel is the gospel of good tidings. Praise God. And The Holy Spirit, as I was just waiting before the Lord coming on this broadcast, I just felt Him witness to my heart that those whom the Lord has listening today, that He knows the good things that you were doing for the Lord. All those things, nobody else might know, but He knows them. They're known by Him. Many may not recognize it, but He's watching over you, and He's going to come to you with His blessings flowing your way. And there's a particular scripture that the Lord just placed on my heart. He impresses on me that this is His word for you at this very moment as you're listening to my voice, and that is Hebrews 11:6. He is a rewarder of them that diligently, or who diligently seek Him. And beloved, I want you to know that I am really for you. The Lord is for you. You're of great value to God. Why? Because you belong to Him. You're His child. And I just would like to take this moment in the broadcast to pray for you. And Lord, I just come right now in the spirit of prayer, and I lift up everyone who's listening, Lord. They need your touch. Those who are just been crying out to you, I come to you, Lord, in the power of faith, and I ask the Lord to minister to every single listener in every area of need, to move in their heart's desires. Lord, you're no respecter of persons, and I bind and take authority over satanic power that would try to hold them back, to fight against them in those areas, Lord, that the enemy's brought pain and suffering is spiritually as well as physically. Lord, I command the work of the enemy to be broken in the name of Jesus. Lord, you see the burdens they've carried, the testings that have come. Heavenly Father, show your power is working right now to bring great victory, to bring great deliverance. I pray all this in the precious name of Jesus. And Lord, I expect miracle breakthrough. Amen and amen. Praise God. You know, at the end of the broadcast, I always give an opportunity for folks to write and share their prayer needs, and I'm not going to give you the mailing or the contact information now. At the very end, the announcer will do that. But I do encourage you, if you're in a real battle right now, that's what I'm here. That's why I'm on this broadcast. That's why this ministry has been in existence for almost 50 years, to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. And so, beloved, I do encourage you, if you need, of course you can pray by yourself, but there's power in agreeing prayer. It's a principle. And so God's given those principles for a reason. And so, beloved, I invite you to write. But I just encourage you, as some of you might have had a really rugged day, that it is the Lord who is working in you. Right now He's working both to will and to do of His good pleasure. He didn't choose you at random. He didn't call you just to hear Himself. He called to you. He reached out into your life, and He set a new course for your life. And beloved, He is your strength and deliverance in any time of need, in the midst of trials, in the midst of difficulties. He gives that peace that passes all understanding. He gives a joy that transcends all that you could be going through. A joy to know that you belong to Him and that He's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. When we're faced with testings, I know it's hard. When we go through sorrows and trials, we nonetheless have a sure word about tomorrow. Proverbs 23:18 states, "Surely there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off." What does that mean? Well, in other words, we're to be encouraged. We're not to be unduly burdened by the problems of the present. Why? Because, beloved, our help and our encouragement comes from the Lord. And when it seems like there's just no break in those dark clouds that seem to surround you, when it seems like there's no help, the Lord is just wanting to know that He's there, He's with you, and He's going to make a way for you. Jesus said in Matthew 6:27, "Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature?" What did Jesus mean by this statement? Well, he was not forbidding us to look at the future or what we might face tomorrow, but he was warning us against our taking anxious thought about tomorrow. And he was warning us against us facing the future with an attitude of feverish and fretful anxiety. He wants us to face the future with an attitude of faith that he's with us, so we don't have to be afraid, regardless of what the future holds. I don't know about tomorrow. Brother Glass used to sing that, I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds my hand. And beloved, you need to remember that he knows when you're worried, when you're fretful, when you're distressed. Perhaps there's been no other time in history when there have been so many worried, confused, and desperate people. And yet Jesus is basically saying that he's the tomorrows of our lives. And even though at the present it might look pretty gloomy to you, beloved, I declare to you in the power and authority of the Word of God that there is a future. Proverbs 23 and 18, surely there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Lord, I've claimed this recently. Lord, let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. So, beloved, I want to encourage you. That's why I'm on this broadcast, to look forward with faith and hope. Don't look at the circumstances as they might be right now, but look at them through the eyes of faith. Faith will move the heart of God in your behalf. With faith, nothing is impossible. Faith sees and claims the victory and turns defeat into triumph. Hallelujah. Let me just share this word of exhortation from the Spirit of the Lord. Beloved, let not your heart be troubled, for I am here. I'm always ready to help. And though it may not appear that things are working out, though it may appear that things are hopeless, know that I am the God of hope. I do nothing by chance. I am in control, even when things look out of control. Yes, beloved, faith in me makes the impossible possible. My love is not limited, and neither is my power, says the Lord. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Beloved, his word tells us that he will not withhold his good things from us. I pray that you've been strengthened and encouraged. I must bring this broadcast to a close. I look forward to joining you the next time. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.